USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Tales of terror and survival are emerging from yesterday's killer tornadoes in the Deep South. Selma, Alabama resident Amber Johnson climbed into her bathtub with her son.
I moved some covers to the bathtub and grabbed some stuffed animals for the baby, and we were playing on my phone, and I heard a noise, and I just picked him up and leaned over him and told him to hold on to mommy.
They both survived when their home was torn to pieces by a twister and were thrown from that tub just before it was buried under debris. In nearby Autauga County, Alabama, emergency manager Ernie Baggett says the cleanup's begun.
Chainsaw teams coming in to help the individuals who may need help cutting their way into their homes, getting into what may be left of their homes.
Two more big storms are bearing down on California. Flood watch is up for the San Francisco Bay Area as the heaviest rains are expected tomorrow morning. Senate Democrats are asking Southwest Airlines for answers about the holiday system meltdown that left thousands of passengers stranded. They especially want to know how the airline's compensating those passengers. Tesla is cutting prices on its electric cars by as much as 20%. Sales of Teslas have plunged in the last few weeks. The White House is calling on Congress to quickly raise the federal debt ceiling before the government hits that ceiling next week. Here's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
There's been a bipartisan cooperation when it comes to lifting the debt ceiling, and that's how it should be. That's how it should continue. It's not and should not be a political football.
And speaking of football, Los Angeles Chargers fans outside the team facility giving the players a supportive send-off. The Chargers play at Jacksonville tomorrow after the Seattle-San Francisco game begins the NFL playoffs. It's three games on Sunday, then the final wild card game between Dallas and Tampa Bay Monday night. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Open enrollment for health care plans under the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, ends Sunday. A lot of people have signed up, nearly 16 million since open enrollment began November 1st. California's chief lawyer wants to dial back the skyrocketing cost of insulin. Attorney General Rob Bonta says the nation's largest insulin makers are unlawfully driving up the cost, endangering lives.
It's the difference between a manageable disease and a painful death. But despite being a lifesaver today in America, people are losing their lives because they can't afford the drug.
Bonta says three insulin makers and three big pharmacies account for nearly all of the insulin made and sold in the USA. The lawsuit argues because competition is so highly limited, the six companies are able to aggressively hike the price of insulin. If you know a veteran who's struggling, maybe this will help. The VA says starting next week it's offering free care to any vet experiencing a suicidal crisis, regardless of their VA enrollment status. It could include as much as 30 days of inpatient care. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former President Trump are running neck and neck in a new survey of Republicans about who should be the party's 2024 presidential nominee. The national poll of 1,000 people conducted by the University of Massachusetts says the two are far ahead of other names mentioned, like former VP Mike Pence, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.